what your thoughts on that one?
Frustrating. Probably a dour, drab, dull derby. Not enough of luck, chances. Frustrating, lacking in quality. You know, can play better than that. So, clean sheet. So what you can really take for it, wasn't great.
I guess at the same time, you know, Tom Lang had a couple of chances. There were a couple of wee half chances. Aye. Could he opened it?
Aye, nothing, you know, like, we would, nothing like what we would normally produce. Quite frustrating day all round.
Encouraged by your debut?
Yeah, I thought Sam and Ben acquitted themselves really well, and I wanted to get them in the team. They've just arrived, obviously, but I wanted to get them in the team, let them get in there and, you know, pick things up. We needed a little bit of freshness, you know. I think we went a little bit stale, you know, so I think we needed that freshness coming in. Obviously, we played a different formation. We went two strikers up top. But again, probably still didn't create enough chances, even we're doing that. Know that I'm 1-4, but thinking that, like, playing two up top, you actually create more, but we tried it, and, you know, it didn't necessarily work for that aspect either, you know, so we need to find something that's going to get us some goals.
Is that something you're hoping you'll get in January? Looking at a striker possibly?
It's been obvious, isn't it? We've been trying to do that for, as I said in my interview, the recruitment's a all the year round, you know, you're getting players sent to you all the time, and so we look at that all the time, and we know that you don't have to be the brains of Britain to look at our strikers and how many goals they've scored, you know. It's not enough. So, obviously, yeah.
Is there any truth to the sort of rumours with David Goodwillie?
I'm not going to get dragged into that, so.
Expecting anything imminent this week in terms of just general business, or will this be ongoing?
Everything's ongoing, yeah. I mean, we've got a list a mile long, but, you know, it's getting the right one, yeah. So, I don't think there'll be anything imminently, no.
I guess in the positive today from today in terms of not falling any further behind the rivals, obviously, Arbroath and Inverness drawn with each other.
Yeah, yeah. See you, Ganju. Obviously. It's going to be like that. You know, it's going to be like that. You know, there's nothing actually. How the league separated is beyond me, actually, because there's nothing between the bottom and the top, but there is a big gap, you know. So there have been very fine margins in a number of games, not just in ours. We've never had a game, very few games, you could actually sit back in the last 10-15 minutes and feel comfortable, you know, against any team in the league. So it'll be no surprise if the teams at the top drop some points to the teams at the bottom, because there's actually, in any given day, there's not an awful lot between the teams in a day, in a game situation. Now, all these teams at the bottom have obviously not just quite gotten the breaks or whatever in their games, and they fell a good bit behind. But these teams will certainly take points off the teams at the top, and it's going to be like nip and tuck to the end of the season, because everyone's so tight, you know.
Thank you very much, John. Cheers.